reading what we have. We're just reading what we've written.
So turn it on. Can everybody announce who's on the call before we start the meeting? And then we're going to ask everybody but the town attorney and Commissioner Evans to mute their phones until the appropriate time when we have public comment and public hearings. And then you can unmute. And we'll, I don't know who's on, so we'll see how we'll handle it as far as if anybody has public comment. So, Mr. Genitempo, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Mayor.
Commissioner Evans?
Yes, here.
Who else is on the line?
Maria Hamlin.
Maria Hamlin. Anybody else? Nobody else?
Is there anybody else on the line?
So if there's nobody else on the line, Maria, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone until we have public comment. Is that okay?
Oh, Patrick has left you here too.
Who is it? Who else is on there?
Patrick
has left you. Patrick has left you. 87
Patrick, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone until we have public comment, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Patrick has left you. Patrick. It's me, Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah. Give me a little please. Yeah. Oh, boy. Nice boy.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. The time is now 7:04. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here. I ask everybody to stand for the flag salute. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor, we have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for February 18th, 2020. We need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Will I abstain on that one? Was that the meeting that I missed, I believe?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I abstain.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Reports, Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have a report to the police forces. It's probably been through the month of February 2020.
Mr. Petracco?
Yes, I have my public safety report.
Bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for March 17, 2020. Public Affairs, $106,175.80. Revenue and Finance, $7,280,867.19. Public Safety, $81,678.30. Parks and Public Property, $64,005.34. Water Utility, $397,394.27. Total Payroll, $844,747.17, for a grand total of $8,860,012.07. We need a motion.
Move the bill.
Second.
Move the bill.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only. I'm going to ask you to unmute your phone. If you have any comment on agenda items, please state your name and address. We'll try to sort it out. I'm seeing that there's no public comment. I'm going to ask that we close the public comment of this meeting.
Make a motion we close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Board of Commissioner announcements. There's a couple I have. One is that I want to thank the commissioners for all their hard work over this past week. You know, we met a couple times last week. We met over the weekend in regard to the COVID-19 virus and its effect on this municipality. And I want to thank you for your time and efforts in getting through this crisis. In that regard, we have Chief Caffone here and Will Cassidy, head of OEM, who'd like to discuss declaring a health emergency and some of the advantages that that gives us going forward. Oh, I see Chief Strumo back there also. Sorry.
Hello, everyone. Will Cassidy. So, like the mayor said, this has been an evolving issue with COVID-19. There's been many meetings, and we're kind of following the suit with the state as well as the county. And we've had a meeting recently, and we believe it is necessary to declare a public health emergency at this time. And what that will do is it will open up federal funding throughout the course of this event. If the federal government decides that we meet a threshold and they want to backfill payments to municipalities. So without declaring, we won't be available to receive those funds. This would also put us in a position to enforce stringer guidelines and rules in the township of Nutley, some of which we're going to be closing the parks so that there's no congregating in any field or park to limit exposure.
I'm not so sure we're going to be closing the parks. We'll be closing all of the playgrounds. We'll be closing all of the buildings. All of our facilities are going to be hold programs. All right. But we will not be closing the parks as of right now because people need some place to go. We will have people in place to monitor the number of people that are congregating in any one spot, all right, to make sure that we stay below the 50 as recommended by the governor. And we actually started this evening at DeMuro Park at the track, and we had 24 people walking. I think it might be counterproductive to close the parks entirely, and I know a lot of other jurisdictions have done that, but I'm not really prepared to do that at this point in time. And also for our seniors, all right,
correct,
who will get a bit claustrophobic staying indoors all day long. As long as we have the separation and the safety protocols are in place, I don't think we should close the parks at this time.
And let me just add to what the commissioner said regarding seniors. Look, they're trapped in their homes. I mean, we're at the health department. We're really busy, all right? And I'll get into this a little later, but we don't want to create a problem, you know, where people are going to need therapy and we're exasperating a problem. So I think that as long as, and I believe the commissioner has his people in place, and as long as we're not seeing congregations of more than what is mandated. So they got to go out and walk. They got to, just for their own sanity, but also there's a lot of therapy that they do as they're walking. So I have to support the commissioner.
And just to follow up.
You're going
to
close the playgrounds.
We are absolutely closing the playgrounds. I mean, and we have personnel in place wiping the playgrounds down every day, as they are all of the buildings. But let me explain to you what's still in place. The Dial-A-Ride for folks that need to get to dialysis, all right, is still in place. We have our nutrition program where we're delivering meals to folks, all right, so that they don't miss a meal because, unfortunately, there are many folks who count on those meals. So anything we can do to satisfy needs of people, if they need medication, if we have to pick up anything for them that'll keep them going and keep them healthy, that's what we're going to do.
And I believe that's most important. And
yeah,
that's
our nursing goal. Our nursing staff is still visiting the vulnerable, still visiting disabled people, and still visiting seniors. So that hasn't stopped. And I've kind of restructured things a bit, but the government is still working. And it's just important. I know you're the messenger, not the so right. don't feel that.
And it's your first meeting.
Just understand, you know.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So with this being said.
Well, can I just interrupt you for one second? Chief, you want to say something?
Yeah, listen, it's in the declaration
right.
That if we choose, on how we choose to enforce to close the parks, obviously we've done with the commissioner and the police department and Office of Emergency Management. So closing the playground absolutely needs to be closed. But if we need to further do it, at least it's in the declaration so we could come up with an agreement with the commissioners to do that in the event.
The only problem I have with that, and if I'm wrong, correct me, once we use that verbiage, that's going to go public. And people are going to be under the impression that we have we're closing our town now, for goodness sakes. Do we have to put that verbiage in there, or can we reshape that not to cause alarm?
So, Commissioner, we can change the verbiage however we see fit. At this time, congregations, anything more, if we want to lower it to less than 25, say, 30, if we want to go with the state recommendation, which is 50, that's something we could put in this. Once we put it in this, this is a forever changing document. This is law once we've signed and declared. So we want to be careful in the language we do put in here. However, this can get amended along the way. So if, say, this becomes a worse situation than it already is, we start to get residents affected, we can change the wording in this document to restrict even further congregations, park closures at that point, and whatever else we need to slow this virus down in a whole. So this is something that's, the verbiage could definitely be changed, but this verbiage needs to be in here for congregating, and that's a state, not a recommendation, it's a state.
I was under the impression that once the governor announced and sent to us the paperwork through OEM, all that stuff, that towns couldn't supersede what that document was. Is that true or false?
So the way it works is you can never do less. You can always be more stringent. So the state, with the Directive 104 document that he put out yesterday, it states congregations of 50 or less. It's stating everything else as far as closures of restaurants at certain times, no dine-in, which everyone can look up the document. It's, you know, 104. It's our operational directive. So that's something in addition to what we declare is what we're going to follow and have to follow. We can't say we're going to be less stringent than the county or the state. The counties at this time have closed all parks in response to this, and multiple municipalities have also followed their, not guidelines, but orders to close parks. I also believe, just as you said, Commissioner Tucci, that, and Commissioner Rogers, that it's good for people to go out and walk and be in the park. It's good for public health and personal health. However, if this gets worse, we want to slow it down. We're not trying to slow down the person from walking through the park, walking their dog, you know, getting out of the house, tight spot. We don't want that. What we do want to limit is, now that school's out, kids playing baseball and different stuff in the parks because they're open.
Well, you said we have a mechanism to do that, and that is to amend it.
Correct.
I'd rather amend it, making it more stringent, than going back and saying, right, hey, look, we went too far with this.
And absolutely, we can. Yeah.
We're not looking to create play dates while school is closed. That's not the intention of this. We want to take every precaution humanly possible. But I think it's a bit counterproductive to close the parks down completely.
I agree, by the way.
Otherwise, folks will be walking on the streets. You're not going to stop.
This morning, I was in my office at 7:30-ish, or Tom, right over there. And I was looking at, actually, your office, and people were walking by, you know, in the park where you can see it. And you know what? I think that we need a little bit of normalcy, too. You know, I think it's important. And I couldn't see clearly through the window, but it looked like, you know, elderly people that were doing it.
So you change it to just playgrounds.
To playgrounds and facilities. All right. And if we need to, if the need does arise, then we absolutely will. But I just think it's a little premature.
So this is Tom jumping in. Mauro, you and I talked about this earlier. As services change and resourcing needs change, so for example, my plumbing inspector, my electrical inspector, my subcode official, you know, things like that, those inspector responsibilities change. Now, those are resources that become available to help in particular cases if you need it to augment your staff to help patrol the park, to look out, to make sure we're doing those. So I think we have to look at those strategies as well, that how we collectively team our resources to put in the highest and best use.
We will help. And what about procurement and purchasing? What else?
does this document do?
So with this document, it also gives the township the ability for anything that's related to the COVID-19 to, if we have to go to a different vendor that we are not contracted with through the municipal government, to go outside of that and purchase something, whether it's sanitizing agents or something in regard to lowering the spread of the COVID-19 virus, we're able to go around that to make these purchases. And that's what this document does, Mayor.
And it gives us a chance to get reimbursed.
That's the major thing, Commissioner.
Yeah, I think in addition, it doesn't require us to go out and get multiple quotes. If it's any, in the event of emergency or bidding information.
With this declaration? Sorry, Commissioner.
With this declaration, we don't have to do that. The state also has also been recognizing, you know, emergency purchase requirements, but it has also even suggested as well to try and use state contract vendors first, because there's already negotiated prices with them as our first recourse.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what this document does. Now, that was from the original 103 document that Governor Murphy put out, and that kind of gave municipalities the ability to purchase stuff in their case of the emergency without doing the three bids and stuff like that. But by all means, we still will and still should try to go through a state contract vendor if we can.
Sir,
just on another point, in the language of this resolution, proclamation, I'm not sure which this is.
It's a declaration.
This declaration. Some of the language here, you know, when you read it, it seems to suggest one course of action versus the action that we've been talking about. Is this
going to
be modified?
As of right, so the language, how it reads right now, is kind of where we're going. Throughout this process, this language and verbiage could change. If this becomes a situation where it gets a lot better, faster than expected, we can also remove the declaration. So this document is not set in stone, where we cannot change it. It's something that, once it's signed, it's something that is now abided by as of law, but it's something that we once decided if we need to change something, we can go back in, amend, and re-sign for the new declaration.
Do you have any language that you object to, Commissioner?
Yeah, just I have a question. If I look at the paper I have, it's on page 2. The fourth one says, whereas on March 16, 2020, the governor of the state of New Jersey has expanded the state of emergency to include social mitigation strategies for combating COVID-19 by implementing emergency protective measures to reduce the rate of community spread. The next paragraph, whereas below that says, whereas the aforesaid conditions constitute an imminent hazard that threatens and presently endangers the health, safety, and resources of the residents of the township, and may become too large in scope to be handled by normal local operating services. If I read those two paragraphs, how do we reconcile these in the Parks Open?
So, basically, right now,
if you could help me understand that, I would like to. And
Commissioner Evans, I'm going to do my best to try to help clarify that. But basically, where it says "whereas on March 16th," that's basically putting into this declaration that we are going to abide by his Executive Order 104. In addition to that, we have the ability and capability of enforcing stricter guidelines or rules. The thing underneath that, where it says resources of the residents of Nutley Township become too large, that in its whole is why we declare. So we do not declare unless we feel like there's a chance that we might
grow beyond our capability of resources. So by declaring, we're saying that this might get to the point where our resources in the township of Nutley cannot handle the expansion of this COVID-19 case, and that allows us to get county, state, and federal resources to Nutley if need be. If that clarifies anything.
Yeah, let me jump back in here. Because the clerk
brought, can you help me? I'm trying to reconcile this.
Hold on a second. The clerk brought something to my attention. If you go back to page 3, all right, it says no congregating in any park or field. It doesn't speak to closing them. All right, and maybe some other jurisdictions have opted to close them based upon what they were experiencing. All right, I'm not crazy about the language in that third to last whereas on page 2. All right, I know exactly what's bothering you, and I'm not crazy about it myself. All right, I mean, it talks about an imminent hazard. I don't know that we have an imminent hazard, all right? We have a threat of an imminent hazard, all right? But this is very emphatic that it presently endangers the health, safety, and resources of, and it goes on and on. Can we modify that and still be eligible, or is that the boilerplate language we're looking for?
Commissioner Tucci, Evans, rest of the commissioners, Mayor. So the way that reads in the 104 that we just described, imminent hazard, no congregating of more than 50 persons, that is the state operational directive or directive. That's the maximum. You can always be more stringent like we talked about, but we do not have to do that at this time. If it becomes an imminent threat, at that point in time we can change or adapt and amend this language to no longer have parks open.
Hey Bill. I'm looking at this too, and to me it says we have an imminent hazard. So the question is, can we reword this to whereas if conditions exist that constitute an imminent hazard that threatens? So I think that would be better verbiage if conditions do exist.
I think what we should do then is give Will a chance to go back, you know, and maybe you guys go over this document and see, because what I'm afraid of, I want to make sure that we're eligible for any funding or help that we can get.
Correct.
And that if you change the language in any form, shape, does that make us ineligible?
By not declaring, that's pretty much where we stand to be not eligible.
Yeah.
This is something that was kind of sent through the day with no, when I didn't receive any replies, we went ahead and just went with this. I would appreciate
why don't we make our changes, and maybe we could, I mean, do we have to do it tonight, or could we do it tomorrow?
What's the that was my question. What's the timeline on this?
There's no timeline. We don't have to declare at any time. Just the fact is, if we do not declare and federal resources and money opens up, we may not be eligible.
Well, we just want to make it applicable to our community, Bill.
Yeah.
Mayor, can I be heard for 1 second? It's Alan.
Sure.
We're not voting on this. We're not voting on this tonight. So we'll have the authority to enter this order, and he will, but we can do it tomorrow after everyone's had an opportunity to make language suggestion changes. Will, do you agree with that, Will?
Yes, sir. So basically,
it's not something we have to vote on tonight, and this way we can't do it tonight. All we're doing is giving Will some guidance tonight as to what your thoughts are, which you're doing, and he can then adjust the language, and we can send it around tomorrow morning or late tonight.
Alan, do you think that by changing the language, it will, you know, muddy the waters when we try to get this funding or anything, or do you think we're...
I think
that's the big question. We don't want to be ineligible.
You're right. Right. I worked with Will on it this afternoon, not anticipating these particular issues, but, you know, we're trying to mimic the governor's language as much as possible. So I'll work with Will on it tonight or tomorrow, whatever is available, to just make sure that the language conforms. But I don't think these are minor changes. I don't think they're significant enough to avoid any potential reimbursement.
So
I think the points are well taken. I think the parks do not have to be, quote, closed. is this is just giving Will the authority that he needs under the OEM guidelines to enact whatever needs to be enacted under a state of emergency. So, Will, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we can make some of these changes to the language to satisfy the commissioner's concerns, and then as long as they all agree with it, we can get it out tomorrow. Does that make sense to you?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Mr. Al,
can I make a suggestion that might clear this whole thing up right now? If we just injected one word in that third to last whereas on page 2 and have it read, whereas the aforesaid conditions potentially constitute.
There you go.
Can't do potentially constitute?
Because this state of emergency says that we may be over exceeding our capabilities. The whole premise behind this is that in the event that something becomes more
right,
you're saying potential.
I think we're saying
when you sign it, when you sign the declaration, it means we're saying there is a potential.
Okay? Right.
Obviously, there is a potential, but I think Al's going to have to look at the wording and he's going to have to discuss it with the county OEM to see if it's potential. Then why are we signing the declaration?
So
wait until those become.
I'm going to answer that question because we want to be positioned in the event that county, state, and federal funding becomes available to take advantage of that and to get whatever reimbursements we need to get.
Absolutely.
To service our people.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the reason.
And we want to be able to get resources outside of Nutley.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
I don't... I want to interject a point. Executive Order 104, does that lay out the governor's criteria that he's established around the state of emergency? So, for example, is that language still crowds of 50 or more cannot congregate, can't come together in groups?
Yeah. Of 50 or more persons.
That's part of 104.
Yeah, is that out?
Is this a public document? If it comes
public.
Sure, it's a public.
Yeah,
that is already in 104, and I think that's a little bit of the confusion in the room right now, is that this, even though the way the verbiage states, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Genitempo, but the way this states, we're basically declaring a local state of emergency, which obviously we all talked about today, but the only rules in exception or in addition to the states would be to enforce the playgrounds and to enforce pretty much no congregating in any park more than 50 persons, and we do have to change the verbiage there, but the only thing really added is that by signing this, it authorizes the commissioners, myself, to activate the emergency operations plan for each annex and allow all the people who are in charge of their plans to enforce them.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Right. So here's my point. If we look at Executive Order 104 and we attach it to this declaration and we show that we're in compliance with the Executive Order 104, which says no congregating, then I think we're actually more stringent in number 5 because we're saying no congregating in the park, right? So if the executive order says 50, well then 25 people would be okay. But if we want to be more stringent, that's fine, right? But I think we should just attach the order because that dictates why we're doing this and that we're in compliance. And I think we did that and then looked at these further results, make sure they're in alignment with that executive order. I think this would then being able to move forward very
well. My only concern, I haven't been around lately, so I don't even know who's who.
Lieutenant.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Well, the only concern I have, and I believe my other colleagues have, is this the verbiage in that paragraph? I don't want us to be alarming people more than they are alarmed already. So that's the only sticking point. So at least for me, gentlemen.
So can I suggest that if the commissioners have any other changes or concerns, they get them to Will and Alan. Let them work this out tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. Is that good for everybody?
Sounds great.
Can I ask one last question? Yeah. If resources do become available, all right, and we do this after announcements are made that there are resources, will we still be eligible?
I don't have that answer. I would have to look into that before I give you that answer. And I know this whole thing we just talked about, we don't want to alarm or scare anyone. And I believe that's why all the commissioners in this room have been putting out social media blasts. We have been putting out alerts through OEM and confirming or letting the residents know that there are no cases in Nellie at this time. And we're trying to do the best to keep the public from being getting overwhelmed or over-alarmed. So this should not put anyone in a state of panic. What this does is it protects the township. To make sure this COVID-19 virus doesn't get any more out of hand than it already has. And that's all that document does.
Well, you've done an outstanding job. I know this is your baptism, but good job.
Thank you,
sir. So we'll get comments to Will and to Lieutenant and to Mr. Genitempo. And we'll go from there. But thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay. Someone understand?
Commissioners, any other announcements?
Yes, I have two. First is that the DMV mobile unit that was scheduled to come March 27th, they canceled, but thanks to the work of our clerks, they agreed and she negotiated with them vigorously, I might add, to have them come back, and they rescheduled to return to Nutley on May 22nd. So that's the Eleni, good work on that.
Thank you.
The other important one, and in light of all of the coronavirus revelations and the protections, we have informed Appraisal Systems, who is doing our reval inspections, that we are halting that process for the foreseeable future, and that we will evaluate it at a later date as this progresses. We are still under order by the Essex County Board of Taxation, but we do have the discretion to obviously take actions that protect our residents. So as of right now, the local inspection process of all properties is on hold. That's all I have, Mayor.
Any other announcement, commissioners?
I think we already stated like what we're doing in the Parks Department as far as services and what's canceled and what's not canceled. But I meant to say this.
We're sorry, but some participants may be experiencing temporary audio issues. Our teams are working to resolve this as quickly as possible.
Oh, good. Anyway, I just wanted to commend the mayor on his State of the Township 2020 statement that he put out and to tap into, and like everyone's witnessing the cooperation amongst all the departments, all right, putting aside any personal feelings or any potential political directives. I think you did an outstanding job, all right, in capitalizing what's gone on, all right, in the last year. I was very proud to read that. I was very happy, all right, that there were no I's in any of that statement. It was the Board of Commissioners, all right, and I think it's important for everyone to realize that that's how we operate here, all right, whether it's dealing with On3, whether it's dealing with this virus or any other issue. We deal with it as a unit, and while we may not always agree on every single point, when it comes to the important portions, we are in sync. And, Mayor, I just want to thank you and commend you for that. I think you did an outstanding job.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Towards that end, I think there's an opportunity for this board to be proactive, and we've talked about this a little individually today about promoting our businesses. I think we could have for the next 6 weeks a takeout Friday.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Evans got dropped off and he can't dial back in because there's a busy signal, so he's not on.
Want to put him on your cell phone or maybe just
can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell
Commissioner, can you hear us? You're on speakerphone.
Yeah, I can hear you better.
So, so it gives us an opportunity, I think, to promote our businesses by having like what I would call a takeout Friday and a small business Saturday, where we encourage people to take out from our local eating establishments.
Absolutely.
Well, not just eating, all of them. I mean, everybody. Right? I mean, there's been a lot of them that are.
They're going to take out, but on the, and then on a small business Saturday,
small business,
yeah. Promote people going out and shopping at our local businesses, buying gift cards. Maybe they don't have a need at present, but I think buying a gift card now, when people are maybe hurting, the businesses are hurting, gives them a little shot in the arm. So I think, you know, if we can do that as a board, you know, to promote that.
Right, so you're talking about restaurants, bar restaurants, delis, all right, right. And any other establishments that deserve any small business that needs to help
shop locally, right?
I think it's an outstanding idea.
Can I add this? And this is something that maybe we could approach ShopRite or other stores on. I know Stop and Shop is doing this. Our seniors have had a tremendously difficult time getting out and buying. I mean, the people are hoarding food, and I'll talk a little later about what we have done and we have discussed, all right, regarding our seniors. So if we could possibly, somebody's office, mine, yours, whatever, collaborate maybe with ShopRite. They're our biggest vendor in town. Where they'll have a two-hour period like Stop and Shop's doing. And
for seniors.
Just for seniors, just to come in. And
yeah. Actually, Commissioner, I already had that conversation with some of the folks at ShopRite, and they're not able at this time to give that two-hour early opening. But what they are willing to do, and we would need the cooperation of our senior housing people, they're willing to take orders in bulk that we as a governing body can assist in delivering and distributing to those in need. So I think we satisfy the need, but just a little differently.
Okay.
But we're in conversation with them. ShopRite is on board. It's a question of the coordinators in the senior buildings and others that need that, all right, that we can reach out to and service.
Good. Good. Yeah, we're heading.
Well, thank you, Commissioner, for reaching out.
Right. I just like to add something to the small business people, since I'm one of them, or we are one of them, right?
All of us,
really. I just like to say that.
Buy a pool.
Exactly. Summer's coming. But I'd like to say that a lot of the businesses are really suffering. I did pull out all my tables and chairs completely out of my store just because, you know, I wanted to make sure it was clear. And we don't want to be, you know, transmitting this virus in any way. But I have to say, I've never been prouder to be in Nutley because the way people are coming together and even the small businesses. There's been other delis, other eateries that have called me. Some people that are in the restaurant business that are closing, you know, that have to close, that are saying, do you know anybody that needs food? Mm-hmm. Do you need chicken cutlets? I have a few cases here. And vice versa, it's been going back and forth. ShopRite's been excellent to a lot of the small stores, letting us get what we need, you know, to supply our people. So it's really been a team effort, and I really want to acknowledge when we do get back line for these small shops, it's going to be very difficult for them to get up and going because a lot of these businesses are week to week, you know, and are struggling. And, you know, I know most of them, and they have been calling me. So whatever we could do as a board of commissioners, as a township, as a good friend, neighbor, I think we should do this and keep in mind that these places are struggling. They're going to need all of our help. And not just any businesses, all of the businesses as well. You know, and I think that this is when we come together as a community, not just as a board of commissioners, but there's people that are, you know, are really hurting out there, you know, because they're not able to get to their business or whatever the case is, and it's
maybe we could collaborate with the Chamber of Commerce, Mayor.
Yes.
All right, get them on board.
Well, this dovetails nicely with the mayor's, takeout Friday.
Absolutely.
Small business Saturday. And look, with the advent of Amazon and Amazon Prime, there are a lot of retail establishments, not just food establishments, but just retail in general, that are on the brink, all right? A catastrophe like this could be their their demise.
That they don't reopen.
Exactly. Absolutely. So we need to do everything in our power to assist them. I think you're both absolutely right, and I'm totally on board.
One more.
Yeah, I want to add, I absolutely agree. I'm also saying that is it possible, we have the ability as a governing body, for example, for restaurant food that's in bulk and sealed, that could possibly spoil if it's not used. Can we purchase that so we can give it to the pantry, the food pantry, so it can be distributed? Just think of all the ways that, there may be something that we can do. I also think for small business, to the extent that we need to do inspections, but there's fees associated with those inspections for this period, we waive those fees so that we make sure that they stay compliant, but we don't have to financially penalize them. Same thing with tax payments for the second quarter. We're still working with the state on this, but while I can't actually zero out the tax interest rate right now without permission from the state, which we've already asked for, I can, and we as a board, and we can bring this to this board, we can all vote on this, is to extend the grace period for the second quarter tax bills so that the penalty, the interest and for late payments doesn't actually start, because we can expand the grace period before it does. So I think we have to explore all options that will help the residents. And I like the umbrella that says, hey, if small business Saturday, take home Friday, and these other things that we can roll into it in a time of crisis, I think sends a very powerful and reassuring message. So I'm on board as well.
Commissioner Rogers, do you have something to say about the food pantry?
Yeah, my department and myself, and I know I collaborated with all of the three commissioners here, and I believe, I don't know if I caught up to you today, Commissioner Evans, if I apologize if I didn't, but we've been talking to the Nutley Family Service Bureau about that issue that you just brought up, and we are going to put something in motion very quickly, which I will report tonight during the course of the time we introduce resolutions.
All right. Also, in regard to that, I was in contact with Eileen Painter and Walt Smith about the food drive that they normally, the scouts usually have. They're not doing it. So they are in need of food.
We have the solution tonight.
We have the solution. I'm well on
board. I know we had this discussion as a team, and it's very important that the public knows that what I'm going to introduce tonight was by every single member of this Board of Commissioners.
Appreciate I'm hoping, just one other comment. Tom, I'm hoping that the state, I mean, depending on how long this lags on for these businesses, I'm hoping that the state will even give them these, small businesses, excluding me, because I'm fine, thank you, but even some kind of abatement, to get them on top, on their feet, man, because I got to tell you, the mayor's idea with the Friday takeout, and I'm going to tell you something, being out of business for, God forbid, 2 weeks, a month, that's not, one night and one day is not going to bring them back online. Great, we'll take chips at it, but, again, I know a lot of these people. I'm hoping that the state, the governor, comes up with a plan to put these people back online, because I'm going to tell you, I don't think they're all going to be returning. I mean, they're really struggling, and it's a different world. There's a lot of competition out there for all these eateries, and again, I'm hoping maybe we could work on that together, through the state, and see what kind of programs they're going to have for these small businesses, because I've heard there's going to be a lot of them, and I'm hoping there is.
Any other announcements, commissioners?
Yeah, Al, I'm happy to continue to work on that with everybody. As of right now, the state's guidance isn't clear yet, but I think to your point is, as this progresses, it will have to be, and even at the federal level, the bill for $850 billion to help with coronavirus has in it provisions for small business, which I hope will get activated.
I've heard that, yeah. Thank you, Tom.
All right, let's move to ordinance introductions. Ordinance number 3440, ordinance providing for the reconstruction of the roadway at Grand Avenue, Section 2, Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $406,964, therefore from grant monies received from the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the cost thereof. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading, advertised in Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance, final passage by the Board of Commissioners, be held at the second reading on
April 7th,
2020. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Public hearings. Commissioner Petracco.
Ordinance number 3438, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7. Special zones and areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth. This is for Milton Ave, 174, to add and remove on Lakeside Drive. Is there anybody
from the public like to be heard on ordinance number 3438?
Hearing no one, I move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, ordinance number 3439, ordinance to amend ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 349, entitled Flood Damage Prevention. This ordinance we had to be in compliance with state code for flood damage. They let us know probably like 2 months ago that we had to get it done, and if we didn't get it done by a certain date, we'd be out of compliance and open to fines. So
here we are.
I commend my engineering department on getting it done. Open the public hearing. Does anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3439?
Hearing none.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Rogers.
Resolution number 6720, recognizing April 2020 as National Donate Life Month. So moved, is written.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Resolution number 6820, recognize April 6th through April 12th, 2020 as National Public Health Week. So moved, as written.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
All right, now this resolution I will read in full. This is probably one of the most important resolutions, at least in my time here, that at least for the time being, is very important. Now, although my name's on this, it's important for the public to understand that every single commissioner I've spoken with regarding what I'm about to do here, I think it's important for the public to know, as Commissioner Tucci, the mayor, and my other colleagues mentioned, that we work as a team. And it's also a resolution that was put together in 2 hours. We did this in lightning speed after I received information from the Nutley Family Service Bureau on how critical the food pantry is, Mayor. You mentioned it. 250 residents right now have a food shortage. And we're concerned that it may climb as people lose their jobs. So this is probably, like I said, a very important resolution that we need to get done immediately, and we are. Whereas, as a result of the public health...
Commissioner, excuse me. It's Alan. May I interrupt you for one moment?
Yes.
Before you read the resolution, let's just make note that this is an emergency resolution. It was not on the agenda. We discussed it today, particularly under the emergency provisions of the Governor's Order 104. This is an allowable, emergency resolution, and I know it doesn't appear on the agenda. I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that, including the public.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councilor. Very important. Whereas as a result of the current public health emergency related to COVID-19 and to amend an already existing agreement between the Township of Nutley and the Nutley Family Service Bureau Food Pantry for the provision of services to the residents of Nutley, the Township has a need to amend Resolution 0920 due to the current local, state, and national public health emergency situation by increasing the payment of $25,000 to $50,000 effective immediately for the term of January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, with more aid, and this is important, with more aid to be made available as needed. The contract will be amended, but the emergency declaration issued by the governor of March 16, 2020 authorizes this payment to be made immediately to assist the residents of the Township of Nutley, and whereas funds are available from account 001120-209 in the amount of $25,000 and have been certified by the CFO, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley hereby authorizes the aforementioned amendment to resolution number 0920, and payments are made as follows: $12,500 in January, $12,500 in June, but immediately $25,000. And before I move this, I just want to make note that we're able to do this because of how we have conducted ourselves as a Board of Commissioner with regard to the fiscal responsibility of this township. We've had money available to do this, and it's important that the residents know. So I hereby move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Thank you. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci, do you have anything on the agenda?
Nothing at all, Mayor.
Commissioner Evans.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I have several things on the agenda. So thank you, and be patient. It'll take a few moments. My first resolution actually relates to a bond anticipation note for $5,944,856. This note is actually an accumulation of our previous capital ordinances, and in fact, instead of bonding over a long-term period, we are actually using a short-term bond anticipation note with a maturity date that's within the year. The idea right now is that interest rates are low. The rate environment is such that it can go lower. So from a standpoint of securing our debt and getting the most favorable interest rate over the usual 10-year period that we bond over, we're utilizing the bond anticipation note for the period of a year. What this does is it continues to maintain our debt, which is currently at in total, including this, $13.7 million against our full borrowing power of $130 million. We have plenty of room to borrow in the event of an emergency such as should arise. At the same time, we are keeping the interest rates very low, which improves our ability to maneuver within normal times as well as in this time of crisis. So the provisions of this are lays out in each page the particular bond ordinances that were adopted by the board. So by title, I will read this: resolution authorizing the issuance of not exceeding $5,944,856 in bond anticipation notes of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, that the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the commissioners approve this resolution for each of these sections contained herein. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas certain water utility capital improvement appropriation balances remain dedicated to projects now completed, no debt has been issued towards the unspent balances, whereas it's necessary to formally cancel said balances so unused debt authorizations may be canceled, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Lowndes County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following unexpended and dedicated balances of the Water Utility Capital Appropriation be canceled. Ordinance number 3296 in the amount of $9,500. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The next two or resolutions I have to read relate to the temporary budget authorizations. As you all know, for the benefit of the public, until we actually adopt a budget, there is a statutory provision that allows us to operate under temporary budget authorizations in amounts that are not to exceed our previous year's budget by a certain formula. So whereas NJSA 48:4-20 provides that where contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the final adoption of the 2020 budget, emergency appropriations may be lawfully made for the purposes and amounts required in the manner and time therein provided, whereas the total emergency temporary resolution adopted in the year 2020 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96, BL 1951, including this resolution, total $14,376,960, now therefore be resolved that in accordance with NJSA 48:4-21, the emergency appropriations be in the same or hereby made for the total amount of $14,376,960, and two, that said emergency temporary appropriation will be provided for in the 2020 budget for the accounts and departments that are listed individually within the resolution. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The next one relates to the water utility, whereas NJSA 48:4-20 provides that where contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the final adoption of the 2020 water utility budget, emergency appropriations may lawfully be made for purposes and amounts required in the amount and time therein provided, whereas the total emergency temporary resolution adopted in the year 2020 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96, PL 1951, including this resolution, total $1,122,646.88. Now, therefore, be resolved in accordance with NJSA 48:4-21, emergency temporary appropriations being the same or hereby made for the total amount of $1,122,646.88. Two, said emergency temporary appropriations will be provided for in the 2020 water utility budget for the accounts that are listed and contained in this resolution. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS 48:4-59, the following transfers of the 2019 appropriation reserves be in the same are hereby authorized and approved: from Municipal Election ONE $10,000 to Township Clerk's Office ONE $10,000. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The law firm of Inglesina Webster, Wiscala and Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Suite 204, Parsippany, New Jersey, has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A.20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate to provide services to the Board of Commissioners as counsel for the Township of Nutley concerning compliance, procedural, and general legal issues, whereas such services will exceed the contract amount of $35,000 in change order number one, in the amount of $5,000 in change order number two, in the amount of $8,500. The following order is needed. Change order number three, provide legal services not to exceed $7,100. Whereas funds are available from account 901-210-205. And has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that change order number 3 in the amount of $7,100 B is hereby approved. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next resolution relates to Municipay and spatial data. We have been able to successfully move forward with being able to use credit cards to process our dog and cat licenses, which come up in April. And I think, as you all know, there's about 1,800 licenses that we have to issue within the 30 days of April. So this is actually expanding our service, and it comes at a great time when you think about the environment that we're living in right now. Whereas the Township of Nutley desires to accept credit cards, debit cards, and e-checks within the spatial data logic applications for collection of fees in various municipal departments, whereas the acceptance of credit cards, debit cards, and e-checks by the Township will make payment of these fees easier and more convenient, whereas it has been determined that Municipay 511 Congress Street, Suite 503, Portland, Maine, will provide all necessary services for these transactions, whereas the contract is based upon a convenience fee method, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey, that the Township will enter into a one-year contract with Municipay for acceptance of credit cards, debit cards, and e-checks within spatial data logic applications for with a one-year option to extend such contracts subject to the availability and appropriation annually of funds as may be required within the extended obligation. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you,
Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco. I have resolution number 6220, be it resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for surplus equipment that is no longer used in the Township. The equipment vehicles are listed below: a 2002 Dodge Durango, a 1990 band ambulance. Be it further resolved that the above equipment is available for inspection on Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, between the hours of 8:30 and 11:30. Contact the Nutley Police Department at 973-284-4947 if interested in inspecting equipment. Be it further resolved that the equipment is to be sold as is and where is. And bids are to be received on Wednesday, April 8th, 2020 at 11 a.m., prevailing time in Commission Chambers, Town Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
So aye. Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas bids for Narron Place Roadway Improvement Project were received and opened on Wednesday, September 26, 2018, whereas AJM Contractors was the low bidder, whereas the base bid for the Narron Place Roadway Improvement Project was in the amount of $143,811, whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a contract with AJM Contractors for the amount of $143,811, whereas change order number 1 for the base bid has been authorized for a decrease in the amount of $337.29 for a total deductive change order in the amount of $337.29. Now, therefore, it's resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number 1 is attached as a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with AJM Contractors for the project known as Narron Place Roadway Improvement Project, and is hereby authorized and approved. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas bids for Ernest Street Improvement Project Essex County Community Development Block Grant were received and opened April 24, 2019. Whereas Sibeli & Son General Contracting, 81 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, was the low bidder. Whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a contract with Sibeli & Sons General Contracting for the amount of $177,464.50. Whereas change order number 1 to the contract has been authorized for a decrease in the base bid amount of $10,325.93. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, Essex State, New Jersey, that change order number 1, as attached, is a change from the previous contract made by the Township of Nutley with 10,000 $325.93 decrease for the project known as Ernest Street Improvement Project, CDBG, is hereby authorized and approved and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas bids for the Harrison Street Railway Improvement Project, Section 4, Bloomfield Avenue to East Passaic Avenue were received and opened on July 11, 2018. Whereas AJM Contractors was the low bidder, whereas the base bid for the Harrison Street Improvement Project, Bloomfield Avenue to East Passaic Avenue, was an amount of $373,186.70 for a total bid amount of $373,186.70. Whereas change order number one for the base bid has been authorized for a decrease in the amount of $62,808.58 for a total deductive change order in the amount of $62,808.58. Now, therefore, we resolve by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number one as attached is a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with AJM Contractors for the project known as Harrison Street Improvement Project and is hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Is there anyone from the public who would like to wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Hearing no one, I move.
Hi, this is Patrick Kozlecki.
Yes, Patrick. Can you give your address, Patrick?
Hi, Patrick Kozlecki. 87 Mountain View. I would just like to start by saying I'm sure there's so much going on that ad residents were unaware of, but I would just like to extend my sincere thanks, Commissioner, for working well into the night as things develop and fluidity to what's going on with COVID-19. I'm getting a master's in public administration right now and working on this policy as well as learning about them, so thank you for that. I really would just like to say if there's any way, or I guess more of a question, to volunteer and help deliver anything to the elderly in our community, I would be more than happy to do that. I know that they are the highest risk population right now. I've been monitoring my temperatures and my symptoms, and I am completely fine, but I would be happy to report to a physician if necessary. But I think this really would be a community building moment and bring out the best in every Nutley resident. So if there's anything as a resident I could do to help the elderly in our community, I just would hope to know and really help out the people that need it most right now.
Commissioner Rogers, you want to respond to that?
Thank you very much for stepping up. We've had a lot of people call in reference to that, and we are keeping, at least at the health department, a list of names. Our concern is that we don't want to endanger anyone from getting the virus as a result of assisting us. But that's something that we are looking into, but the first thing we have to be concerned about is the safety of those who we have volunteering to come out. But right now, everything's under control. But if it does expand to a point where we need volunteers, if you could certainly call the health department tomorrow, give them your name and your telephone number. Believe me, we'll call you if we certainly need you.
Patrick, maybe another possibility is contacting Nutley Family Service Bureau.
Yeah.
And see if they need volunteers. I'm sure they are based on their shortage and the fact that they're going to get this influx probably of money from the township through Commissioner Rogers' office. They're going to probably need help in getting those supplies stocked into their various ways that they do things down at the Family Service Bureau.
Patrick, this is Commissioner Tucci. As usual,
that sounds great. Thank you.
Just one last thing, Patrick. As usual, you're stepping up to help your town. If you like, I will let Linda Hamilton know. All right, of your intentions to volunteer. I know you're no stranger to the Parks Department, and I'm sure there is something that you can do to help us help our seniors. So thank you very much once again for your kindness.
And Patrick, this is Commissioner Petracco. I'd like to say thank you to you also. It's really nice when young people step up like that. If you know any seniors that are struggling or need any food yourself, blah, 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 Petracco's Deli would be very willing to help out with that. So if you come across anybody that needs help, to always let me know.
Thank you so much to everyone. Definitely, I'll do all of those things. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right.
Potentially give it an answer.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Do I hear anybody else before I close the public portion of the meeting?
Somebody's trying to talk.
Hearing none. I have a motion to close the public portion
of the meeting. Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor
Scarpelli?
Aye.
Aye.
I say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And
then
aye.
The time is now 8:12.
Here, Sam.
Commissioner, that concludes the business portion. We do have a need to go into executive session
for one brief item.
And it's
potential litigation.
Potential litigation.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Yes, Alan.
Mayor Scarpelli?
I was my executive.
I just need to go on the record. All right, we're still in the regular session. Potential before you vote, just to announce that we invoke the New Jersey Statute 10:4-9B to conduct two emergency meetings, one on Friday, March 13th, one on Sunday, March 15th. Of the five commissioners, obviously any meeting of the five commissioners or any more than two of you requires notice, but under this provision of the emergency provisions of 10:4.9B, in a situation where notice could not have been provided, four-part test of urgency and importance, limited to discussion of the urgent matter, that notice will ultimately be... Okay, notice. We've met all those criteria. For those two meetings, I just wanted the record to be clear that I was in attendance of those meetings, and the comments and the discussions of the commissioners fully complied with the emergency provisions of the notice of the OPMA. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Counselor. So, do we have a motion to go into?
So moved.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley moving to close executive session to discuss potential litigation, be it further resolved at the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exception provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye. Like the
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 8:14.
Got to keep the commissioner. We got to keep Mr. Genitempo on.
No, we're going to redial everybody in.
All right.
Tommy.